I'm talking to Julie Thompson, who's part of the Summerborn Children Campaign today. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Thanks for agreeing to speak with me on the subject. First, can you tell me about yourself and how you got involved within the campaign?
When my son was three, we'd applied for him to go to school at four, as usual, as we didn't think that we had a choice.
Mm-hmm.
As the time got closer for him to start, we realised he just wasn't ready. And fortunately, somebody posted a link to a Google group on Facebook, and I looked at that. It was at the time it was called the Campaign for Flexible School Admissions for Summerborn Children.
Uh-huh.
And I went on there and realised that actually I did have some choices, namely that he didn't have to start school until compulsory school age, which was the September after he turned five, and that I had the right to request that he started in reception.
Mm-hmm.
And I got loads of support from that group, which prompted me to start the Facebook page, which we now have over 2,000 members.
Yeah. Obviously, it's a well-known campaign, but for those who don't know, do you mind just telling us a bit about the campaign itself?
Basically, our aim is for Summerborn children who start school at compulsory school age, for them to have the right to start in reception
uh-huh.
without there having to be any exceptional circumstances, simply based on the fact that they're compulsory school age, and for that they should have the right to a full education that starts in reception and goes right to the end of school up to sixth form.
A new advice on admission of Summerborn children has been released in December last year. I don't know if you've seen it. What do you make of it?
I think in some areas it's really helpful if you have a supportive local authority or school, but it's a bit of a postcode lottery. There's a lot of local authorities that just don't want to agree and they seem to just go through the motions, tick the boxes, say, yes, we've considered it, but I'm sorry, the answer's no. So for a lot of parents, it hasn't changed anything because...
It depends basically where you're from and where you are at the moment you apply for it.
Yeah, you apply for it, but they have no obligation to say yes. And we have situations where some parents whose children don't have any issues are being told, yes, of course, your child can start in reception, that's no problem. And then there's other children who were either born extremely prematurely or they have developmental needs who are being told no. And different places are often making different decisions for the same child. It's too objective, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it now includes the head teacher into the process of deciding whether or not the Summerborn child can or can't go to school yet.
Yes, that's right. And again, some head teachers are very supportive, they understand it, and others, they just don't want it to happen. So for some parents, that actually makes the situation even more complicated.
There's something that I read that was quite interesting in an interview with an independent newspaper, the Dr. David Ockwell. I don't know if you heard of him before. He's a senior lecturer at University of Sussex.
Right.
He said that the only reasonable and democratically legitimate policy response, a lot of big words, to the available evidence is to allow parents themselves to make an informed decision as to when their children start school. Do you agree with him?
Oh, absolutely. Especially when we're considering that we're not talking about starting our children late. We're talking about them starting at compulsory school age. So, of course, we should mm-hmm. have that choice. But I really don't understand why it's such a big problem.
Uh-huh. I read the document and it says, statistically speaking, summer-born children tend to perform less well in school tests, but it does not mean that all children born in the summer term will struggle at school. So what are your thoughts on that statement from the Department of Education?
Well, this is why there has to be flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, some parents may think that it's best for their child to start four, and at the moment they're really lucky because their child can. There's no barrier for them doing that. But for those of us who do wish for our children to have ever more time in nursery, more time at home, for whatever reason that may be, we're being forced to choose between having that or pushing my child straight into year one often.
Mm-hmm. And which is quite a shock really for them, isn't it?
Yeah, and as a consequence of that, we often lose access to, like, we're school preferences. Because if you're forced to put your child straight into year one, by that point, all the places are full, so then you lose right to access the schools that you would want your children to go to, and that's another element of unfairness in the system.
Can I ask how old is your son now? Because you talked about him before when you applied for him to go to school.
He's now six and we were successful.
What kind of change did you see the way that, you know, he reacted to school being able to start a year later?
He just had such an easy transition into school. He's quite a laid-back little boy anyway, but we put him into a preschool at four, and there was a lot of days that he was crying. He didn't really play much with the other children, that kind of thing.
Right.
But by the time he started at school at five, he'd just come out of himself so much. He was so much more confident. He's picked up reading amazingly well. It's just come so naturally to him. And I just think he was ready. He was ready for that kind of education at five in a way that he just would never have been at four.
Mm-hmm. Can you inform our listeners on where to go if they wanted to have more info about the campaign?
We have a Twitter account, which is FB_campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a Facebook page, which is called Flexible School Admissions for Summerborn Children.
Okay.